Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional broadcast / podcast number 733. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, the simple purpose of this podcast and broadcast is to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, yes, to motivate you to simply just pray, having faith in God, with the power of His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word. This radio broadcast and podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in faith, believing in the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith believing. Today I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled Secret Prayer by Charles H. Gabriel. Sweet secret prayer, comfort divine. There, O my Lord, I know thou art mine. Great Master, there in secret with thee, heaven comes nearer and nearer to me. Sweet secret prayer, comfort divine. There do thine arms, Lord, round me entwine. Rivers of love and mercy there flow. Balm for all sorrow that mortals can know. Sweet secret prayer, comfort divine. There do I feel I truly am thine. Heaven's windows open, Jesus is near, near to my soul, and the Father will hear. Blessings attend and follow us there. Heaven comes nearer and nearer in prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, the simple purpose of this podcast is to challenge you to pray, to encourage you to pray, to motivate you, if you will, to pray, and exhort you to simply just pray. This radio broadcast is not necessarily and this podcast are not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer. And who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew 26:41, which reads, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from the best devotional commentary ever written, Matthew Henry's commentary. If you don't have a copy of it in your library, you need to get a copy. And you need to put it on your Kindle and your iPad. While in the Garden of Gethsemane, preparing to be betrayed by Judas, Jesus gave his disciples good counsel, "Watch and pray. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." There was an hour of temptation drawing on and very near. The troubles of Christ were temptations to his followers to disbelieve and distrust him, to deny and desert him, and renounce all relation to him. There was danger of their entering into the temptation as into a snare or trap, of their entering into a parley with it, or a good opinion of it, of their being influenced by it, and inclining to comply with it, which is the first step toward being overcome by it. He therefore exhorts them to watch and pray. Watch with me and pray with me. How powerful is that? Our featured prayer motivator quote is from Oswald Chambers. "See that you do not use the trick of prayer to cover what you know you ought to do." How true. My personal encouragement for you today is this. With all of the calamities and disasters that are happening in the world today, I'm quite sure that you will agree that we are living in praying times, and the best way to combat crime, violence, immorality, family breakdown, natural disasters, wars, and Satan's efforts to lead millions astray to hell is prayer. That is our greatest weapon, because it joins with faith in God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, "Prayer is Essential to God." Part 5 from the book, The Weapon of Prayer. The title actually is, "Prayer is Essential to Your Relationship to God." The Weapon of Prayer is the title of the book. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds, along with, of course, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God, to help teach me the power of prayer when I was a young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, the apostles were under the law of prayer, which law recognizes God as God and depends upon him to do for them what he would not do without prayer. They were under the necessity of prayer, just as all believers are in every age and in every clime or every time. They had to be devoted to prayer in order to make their ministry of the word efficient. The business of preaching is worth very little without it be in direct partnership with the business of praying. Can somebody say amen? Apostolic preaching cannot be carried on unless there be apostolic praying. Can somebody say amen again? Alas, that this plain truth has been so easily forgotten by those who minister in holy things without in any way passing a criticism on the ministry. We feel it to be high time that somebody or others declared to its members that effective preaching is conditioned on effective praying. The preaching which is most successful is that ministry which has much of prayer in it. Perhaps one might go so far as to say that it is the only kind that is successful. I agree. God can mightily use the preacher who prays. He is God's chosen messenger for good, whom the Holy Spirit delights to honor. God's efficient agent is saving men and in edifying the saints. In Acts 6, 1-8, we have the record of how long ago the apostles felt that they were losing, had lost in apostolic power because they did not have relief from certain duties in order that they might give themselves more to prayer. So they called a halt because they discovered to their regret that they were too deficient in praying. Doubtless they kept up the form of praying, but it was seriously defective in intensity and in point of the amount of time given to it. Their minds were too much preoccupied with the finances of the church. Just as in this day, we find in many places both laymen and ministers are so busily engaged in serving tables that they are glaringly deficient in praying. In fact, the present day church affairs men are looked upon as religious because they give largely of their money to the church. And men are chosen for official positions not because they are men of prayer, but because they have the financial ability to run church business and church finances and to get money for the church. Now, these apostles, when they looked into this matter, determined to put aside these hindrances growing out of church finances and resolved to give themselves to prayer. Not that these finances were to be ignored or set aside, but ordinary laymen full of faith and the Holy Ghost could be found really religious men who could easily attend to this money business without in the least affecting their piety or their praying, thus giving them something to do in the church, and at the same time taking the burden from the apostles, who would be able now to pray more, and praying more to be blessed themselves in soul, and at the same time to more effectually do the work to which they had been called, so that they can be more of a blessing to the people. Amen, somebody. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. That's right. We don't just talk about prayer. We actually pray. Now, friend of mine, please join me in prayer. Remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we pray that you would lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way that you would have us to go. Let your will be done. We pray now over our prayer list that we pray over. Switching out the names of the people that we need to pray for. We pray together for the following things. Over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. Over 3 million Christians to truly get revived and to get back to their first love. We pray for the healing of all families. We pray for the healing and an awakening to take place in this country. And we pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries around the globe. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. Lead, guide, and direct them to do what is right. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Rita in Jonesboro, Georgia. Heal her lower back on the right side. Provide Kimberly with a new home right away and transportation to get back to work. We pray for Charles. Heal him completely of blood pressure problems with his heart, blood, and arteries. We pray for Dominique. Bless his business. We pray, Holy Father God, for the following people now who trusted you as Savior. We pray that you would confirm these in the faith and help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Richard. We pray for Peter. And we pray for Samantha. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you recently. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for William, Josphat, and Fumi. Now let your will be done in their lives. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.